Welcome back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn. Email the show at radradio.com.
Lots and lots of emails coming in as people digest the Dr. Rob letter about the dude that walked in on his brother-in-law. We're going to get to those in just a few moments. But first, there's so much going on. Producer Nick is in the house with us for the rest of the week, including he will join us this Saturday. We're doing a live Radderday show on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. It'll be available forever on the membership site. If you don't watch and or listen live, Nick will be here for that. He'll be here every morning as well. Nick is joining us on today's Mix Picks Sports Show.
Damn, you're busy, Nick.
Which yeah. I got to get the most out of him when he visits. We're doing it at 10 a.m., and we do like we do every day. Usually it's Steve Mickelson and I talking sports. Again, Rad TV, membership site, Rad Radio app in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. Steve, last-minute issues, technical glitches, et cetera, can't be part of today's show. So Dawn's husband has stepped up. He's been on before. He's going to join us, and producer Nick as well. And we're going to talk about things that we usually can't talk about with Steve. Sometimes there's like, oh, I have a Nevada gaming license. I have to be careful about what I talk about in terms of sports betting, blah, blah, blah.
Womp, womp.
And then also, Steve has this nice side, so it's not even fun to bring up things like, Steve, are we overblowing the success of women in sports? Like, do Americans really care that with as it relates to the coverage that we're getting, et cetera? And Nick is like, well, I don't know about all that. I just think, you know, it's great. You know, women are great, and I'm great, and everything's great, and I love my wife.
It's like I have a twin. It's like I'm listening to myself.
Oh, good. So you're going to take that angle? God. So that'll be today on the Mixed Picks Sports Show. We also we did announce that episode one of the Probcast goes live today at 11 a.m. on Rad TV.
What?
It'll live there forever. This is season two, episode one. And we thought, get it out of the way right now. My wife and I talk about what it's been like for her from her angle the last few weeks. And probably a little bit the months leading up to what led me down my road of sobering completely. And I'm replacing drinking with eating and what it's been like for her to watch it. And I have my weigh-in today, my latest weigh-in with my doctor. Remember, I went in 3 weeks from 171 pounds to 176.2. Ooh,
slow down, fella.
I mean, 5 pounds in three weeks on a guy who's not even 5'11". I mean, I don't know if it's noticeable. It's noteworthy.
It's got to be hard to breathe.
My doctor at the time said, don't worry about it. Your body's going through changes. Everything will stabilize. I don't know. Last Friday, it seems like that started to happen, but weigh-in.
Yeah, you're no fun anymore.
We'll see about weigh-in day to day. I do expect that I'll probably weigh a little more again, but I'm probably on the way the other direction. In other words, I bet I weighed more on last Friday than I will today because of the change in the. But I have no way of knowing that. But I do bring it up just real quickly with the Probcast coming up at 11 a.m. With my wife and I. We talked about we have this new Fat Rob line in the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
Hey.
You go to radradio.com and you can see the images that have been created of me as a slovenly fat bastard pig. There's mugs and then all of the various shirts, tank tops, sweatshirts, hoodies. And I got a very excited email from my wife about what she wanted. How hysterical it is, and how she can't wait to sport the Fat Rob line.
Now, when you click on those links, it might take a little while for it to load, a little while longer because of larger data.
Because like me, it takes up a lot of megabytes. So that's in the Stupid Store now, the Fat Rob line. Get them while you can. I'm hopeful it's a limited edition item because hopefully it won't make sense in a couple months.
Oh, no, maybe it will expand.
Oh, no.
Maybe we can, when it doesn't apply anymore, have the shirts but put a big circle with a line through it.
Ah.
Right? Like you're not fat anymore.
And by that, what we mean is because we don't want to up the cost, we'll actually have little Charlie who... who runs the Black Dog Graphics and powers the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
We'll actually have him or one of his staff members just get out a red ink pen.
Perfect.
And draw a circle around the image and cross the line through it. We're not going to create a whole new image. There's pricing in that. No.
God, that's but dumb.
Becomes a loss leader.
So have you noticed when you walk from your office to the front door of the building to leave, do you notice that you have to take a rest at the front door, or can you make it to your vehicle until you need a rest?
Do I have to answer these ridiculous questions?
Well, you have to answer the right question, because Dawn asks when you walk from your office. It's actually a waddle.
I just noticed that the windows rattle.
I got a text from Kyle the other day. He texted me, dude, you didn't say goodbye, but I knew you left because I felt it. I'm like,
aww, that's sweet.
So Kyle will know this, and anyone who's worked in the, Nicholas. So, you know, when you work in the restaurant business, you're behind you, so y'all don't bump into each other. Yeah. You know, when you're carrying something, no need, Rob. We know well, you're behind
us. I still say corner just in case this fattiness is right there. I don't want to walk right into it.
Get it out while you can.
And also, at least for this week, even when Rob's in front of you, he's behind you.
Yeah, he has to say, orbiting you. Wait, I'm orbiting him. Huh.
Once again, the Fat Rob line is now available.
Oh, my God.
At radradio.com in the stupid store.
Superstore.
All right, so we had the Dr. Rob email. Dude walks in on his brother-in-law. Now, he was supposed to be coming over to help the brother-in-law. That was established. We don't have all the details of why it's okay that he let himself into the house. Did they have the exact time, you know, pinned down, et cetera. But whatever. As we've said a few times, you can't unsee what you see. Letter writer wrote in, sees his brother-in-law because he heard noises from the theater room in their house. And there's the brother-in-law in a self-choking mechanism thing that you use for self-pleasuring while he's watching porn. None of that is what bothers the letter writer. Under that heading, he's under to each their own. Do what you're going to do. Nothing's illegal here until he sees what brother-in-law is watching, which he says is men having sex with dogs. Which the letter writer said, I don't know the letter of legality or the level of legality. Well, it's completely illegal. Bestiality. And you have to, as Brandon and I explained, you have to work really hard to even find this stuff on the internet. It's not something you stumble on. You have to really be deep into dark website stuff. Ugh. So the question arises, what do I do? I'm losing weight. I can't eat. I can't work. I got my sister. And then we start talking about, does she know? Is she into this?
Oh.
Does she know anything about this? Do you talk to him? Do you talk to her? Et cetera. Now, first up, here's an interesting one that none of us had thought of. None of us brought it. Brandy wrote in and said, wait a minute, what happened? Did the letter writer just leave? And the brother-in-law didn't try to chase him down? That's a fascinating question. I didn't leave anything out of that email. And until I read Brandy's email, I went, yeah, all we know is they made eye contact, deer in headlight thing. Well, it's been days at least because he's missing work. What happened in the moment? And that's an interesting point. The brother-in-law doesn't follow up.
Is he hoping it's just going to go away? And that's typical dudes not talking about
it. It is. I'm not going to deny
that.
Well,
he's probably equally, I don't know, hopefully he's horrified and examining his ways.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what would you do in that moment. It would be so shocking. It's not like the letter writer is going to rub his nose in it and tell him to stop.
Okay. I know I said the puns were coming.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, you know, you're the pun meister. Now you've gone from a moose boosh to appetizer because we're getting there.
I'm just wagging my tail in excitement.
Do you want to stick around?
No.
Don't you just run and leave?
Here's the thing. I'm going to answer only for myself because I think normal people want to leave, like you said. I'm not normal. I'm going to do what I said. I know I'm going to do what I said earlier. First of all, again, without all the details of is it okay that I walked in, et cetera, I'm going to close the door. I'm going to wait until he comes out, and I'm going to have a man-to-man with him at the moment. I'm a totally different guy. I'm a unicorn in this sense. I understand entirely people saying, whether emotionally or thought out, I'm never talking to the guy again. I'm not talking. He's a sicko, et cetera. I'm going right to my sister. Hey, you're entitled to that, and I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'm just telling you, I can with almost no doubt say that's what I would do. Do I want to hang around? No. I didn't want to walk in and see this.
Well, see, I don't know if he got the work done or not, but here's how I see the situation happen. They made eye contact. He was like, oh, my God, what do I do? Maybe he's just in shock, and he steps out. Obviously, the brother-in-law knows he's home. So they probably come out, do the job, and they just don't talk about it. It's probably one of those awkward things like, you know, let's just get the job done, and we never speak of this kind of thing. And now he's having second thoughts going, I should probably let my sister know.
I mean, to Don's point, that's also very guy-esque.
It's fascinating that anyone can – it fascinates me that anyone in that moment could have that conversation. Because I don't want to have a conversation in that moment because I respond emotionally first to something like that.
Sure.
And we should never – usually our first responses that are emotional and blah, are usually not the right ones. It may be valid to feel a certain way, but we end up saying we're just end up saying stuff, right? And it's not thought out. And so that anyone, yourself or anyone, can just be composed enough and have a calm conversation after that.
Ugh, see, you guys make fun of me.
I need time.
You make fun of me all the time for not having emotion. Sometimes it comes in handy. Andrea says, I'm with Dawn. Do not approach the husband first. That man has major deep-seated issues. She may or may not be aware, but he still has problems. William says, Dawn is absolutely correct about it being a character thing. Clearly, I would go directly to my sister. Just hearing this story has me feeling so awkward. That dude's got major issues. Greg says there's no point in talking to the brother-in-law. He's just going to make excuses and play it off. He needs to talk to his sister in the way Rob described, give her the opportunity to respond and lead the conversation, because either way, the conversation has to be had. That was under the guise of, hey, sis, did you hear about what happened when I stopped by? See if she says anything. If she says nothing, like she knows nothing at all, then it's got...
That poor woman. Oh,
if she goes,
God,
oh, yeah, you walked in on him and he was doing what you guys do. It's like, well, yeah, but do you know, I mean, what he was doing is, and give her the chance to say, oh, the dog thing, we do that all the time. And then you're like, oh, God, my sister's into it, or...
God, this is...
I know.
Making me so sick to my stomach.
Here's an angle that Keith brought up. Interesting point. It says, maybe the sister shouldn't be told. Could she get in trouble in if this type of illegal porn is in her home, same as child pornography, ? So that's a really, really, really dark place to go down. Again, not knowing how he's accessing this, what he's doing with it. First of all, how and why does law enforcement wind up involved? Because you got to have a tip. You know, brother-in-law would like letter writer would have to tip off law enforcement. Do you want to go down that road? And does dude have any of this downloaded? Does he erase his history? And legally, obviously, this is not on the same level as child pornography. While disgusting and illegal to have sex with dogs, it's not like raping children, which is what child pornography is. So I don't know the level to which the sister can get in any trouble. It would be part of her knowledge, et cetera. I don't know. I hadn't even thought of that. I'm not sure it's the point.
I mean, if she doesn't know, she can't get in any kind of trouble.
That's impossible to prove, quite honestly. You can't prove a negative. So, yeah.
This all started because they needed to get help to move out of this house. Were they, like, selling it?
It was just doing stuff around the house.
Oh, just doing stuff, just man stuff. Okay, all right. Because I was thinking, well, if they're trying to sell the house, is that something you have to, like, report, like, somebody dying in your house?
No, it's just, I just double-checked. It's just moving things around in the house. No mention of selling.
The longer I sit in this, it's like, this is so... It's so disturbing on so many levels. This poor wife, and then honestly...
If she doesn't know, poor wife.
She doesn't know, and I'm not... what I'm about to say, I'm not letting the guy off the hook, but it's like... I really feel for someone that is that... That you would get that demented in your sexual satisfaction. That there are so many ways, right? You're married. I mean, there's just so many ways to make sure that part of your life is fulfilling for you. This is next level. Like, what is wrong with you? What happened? What is going on? This is not okay. My biggest fear is that he would not recognize how demented this is, right? Like, I would love the perfect situation where he breaks down crying and knows it's awful and what the hell's wrong with him and please let me get help, as opposed to someone who's indignant, like, we're all the ones with the problem. This is something that's totally normal and fine.
So before I get to any of the fun pun-like attempts that Brandon's already given us a taste of, Steve wrote in, apparently I'm not doing my job, and I apologize for that, because he does say, just playing devil's advocate here, which is usually my role. And Steve says, so in other words, he's saying, please don't cancel me, Steve, the emailer. I'm just being the devil's advocate, for God's sakes. He says, isn't the point of pornography to allow people to fantasize and to watch something they're not or can't do? Is everyone being too hard on the guy watching the bestiality, and if he isn't doing anything but just watching it when he's alone? Now, on one level, we could argue for hours about the, quote, point of point of pornography. Part of the point of it is, yes, men and women like to watch things that they would never do. For women in particular, a lot of them that are straight women, they love lesbian porn, but they say they'd never do it, but there's something about it that turns them on, and then you get into multiple partners and things like that. So he's making the devil's advocate argument of, He's watching something, but is he engaging in it? Is he doing it? Should we at all cut him a break? Oh, God, Kyle's jumping out of his shoes here.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what if this is just the tip of the iceberg? What if this is like, what do you call it? Vanilla for him. What if this is
the
like,
gateway.
What if he's like, I mean, he's choking himself watching this, but what if it goes even deeper? I mean, what if there's other videos in that studio that that the brother-in-law isn't involved? What if he's just like, oh, I'm going to start off with this?
I mean, Don used the, I mean, before saying it out loud, Don used the gateway example earlier of clearly he's gotten to a point where he needs this to get him off. If you go down the road of where did he start, he's gone to such extremes and now he's watching this. And there's that angle, or he's just been a sicko from being a kid. Look, it's not. It's
How
not
far
like.
Back does this go?
I'm not gonna pretend to be a saint. It's not like I haven't seen some bestiality online. I mean, Don tells the horse story endlessly. For those of you that are longtime listeners, that was a joke. It was not meant in any way as a turn on. For dudes that I know, like dudes that are willing to talk about it, so there's this element of seeing what a woman is willing to do. You have this thing, right, of like, oh my God, there's something, that degradation level of there, maybe there is or isn't something hot about it. Or for me personally, it's not. It's like, I can't do it. I can't find a way to be turned on by it at all.
I think we should touch on a little bit, because people that don't know, that sounds kind of weird. Like, why would Rob stumble across a horse, and what's done with a horse? this is
way long ago.
Way long ago, and this was on, was it on a site? I don't know what it was
on.
Yeah,
this is like early days of the internet, 20-plus years ago.
And you just pulled it up because you thought it'd be funny. Don, you got to come see this. And
yes.
It was a woman who I think was at the end of her wits and needed her heroin and was doing things. This poor woman, you should not have to do with a horse. And it was horrifying. And
horsifying,
almost. A split
almost.
Second of it. It's something you can't unsee.
Don immediately said, nay, nay, I will not watch this, nay.
You stole my joke.
Oh, so sorry.
Well, it was a stable joke.
But see,
To
the guy who's playing devil's advocate, this is the problem that we run into, for me anyway, when it comes to porn, that people will try and use that as an excuse. This is the dark, seedy, disgusting part of it, is that, oh, well, it's just up on the screen. Now, this is next level. This is not your average person, and I use that term loosely when I'm speaking of a Rob, right? That's going and looking, but your average porn goer, right? They're just looking for the thing they like, and they're a couple seconds or a few minutes, whatever. This is something else. That when someone thinks of porn, this is not what they think of. This is not porn. So his example of being devil's advocate is flawed. Because this doesn't come up in the list of, tell me your top pornos.
Tell me to the lighter side of some of the emails. Eric is just one of many who found a way to work in a doggy style joke, write your own. Steven says, well, it makes sense why the sister dresses up every Halloween as Scooby-Doo now. Eric says, Rob, are you sure bestiality is illegal? Matthew Broderick has been having sex with a horse for decades.
Facts.
Brandon wrote in and said, I think it would be a good idea to talk to both the brother and sister-in-law at the same time. I thought this was serious until the next sentence. He says, maybe confronting him with his own wife there will make him roll over and confess. Not bad. Good work, maggots. Not bad. Not Brandon level, but not bad.
Good boys.
Notice they were all dudes. We're going to play the pressure cooker right now. We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. And you're qualified if you win the tickets for the grand prize drawing Friday morning to have them upgraded to the front row. The pressure cooker is our daily trivia game we play every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
You sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You don't.
5 right, 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811. Caller 18 plays the pressure cooker.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.